Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for being here. Our number today, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want our Zoom call earlier today, I did my monthly Zoom Q&A on longevity or with longevity. If you were on the Zoom call and you didn't get your questions answered, 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side. And, of course, if you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we'll talk to Dr. John Puttalil about his new book, Your Health is at Risk, How to Navigate Information Chaos to Prevent Lifestyle Diseases. The healthcare world is filled with ridiculousness from top to bottom. You have to be a warrior, an information warrior, to deal with all the stuff that's out there. Not just in terms of health, but misinformation and disinformation in terms of health. Now we have this whole monkeypox thing we got to deal with. And, of course, this numbskull, Dr. Michael Osterholm, is telling us we need a vaccine. A smart monkeypox vaccine strategy will be key. Never do you hear about vitamin C. Never do you hear about boosting the immune system. Never do you hear about lifestyle strategies. Never do you hear about changing the way you eat. Do you think it's a coincidence that in the last maybe 10 years we have all of these viral infections and immune issues, autoimmune issues, and cancer rates going up, and we're sicker than ever before, sicker than any culture that's ever been sick, than any culture that's ever been. We are sicker than any culture that's ever been. Do you think it's a coincidence that most of us subsist on fast foods? 80% of the American calories come from processed foods, and now ultra-processed foods. No coincidence. If you want to take care of if you want to prevent yourself from getting viral infections, take care of your immune system. Dr. John Puttalil will be with us. He'll be talking about, he calls them exposing health myths. To you guys listening, you don't need to have health myths exposed, because we talk about health myths and exposing health myths every day, every weekend on The Bright Side. Memes are mind viruses. I've been talking about memes now since I first read about memes in the late 90s. I started talking about memes. Nobody really understood what I was talking about. Today, memes are internet pictures and viral videos. Those are memes. Memes are really mind viruses. They're ideas that infect minds. They're information. Just the virus in your computer is information. The virus in your computer doesn't care about your computer. It doesn't care about you. It just wants to spread. Likewise, viruses of the mind are any viruses. Even biological viruses, those are information too.
Viruses are information. They're pieces of information that spread. That's what a virus is. It's a piece of information that spreads. And they can be vectored through biology. They can be vectored, that is, they can travel through biology. They can travel through your computer. They can travel through your mind. And certainly a case can be made that the mind viruses are the most dangerous. Mind viruses are called memes. There are people who will repeat things that they've heard about health, for example. They'll tell you, oh, you get too many omega-6s in your diet. You shouldn't take so many omega-6s because the American diet has lots of omega-6s. Somebody says that, they're repeating a meme. They're a meme bot. It hasn't dawned on them that the omega-6 rich oils that we ingest are cooked and they're processed. But they heard it, they read it somewhere. So they say, oh, you get too many omega-6s. Don't take any omega-6 supplements. I hear that. Sometimes I'll hear people say, make sure you wear a sunscreen. I did an Instagram video a couple weeks ago on sunscreen. The first thing I said, I knew I freaked people out. First thing I said was, don't wear a sunscreen. I said, but then I said, wear a sunblock. But boy, did I ruffle some feathers, some meme bot feathers. Meme bots are people who repeat memes like a robot. I ruffled some meme bot feathers. How can you say that? Are you one of, somebody says to me on Instagram, says, I didn't know you were one of those skincare causes cancer people. I never said that, but you know what? There's a really good possibility that they do based on the chemical structure. Then I had knuckleheads want to see studies. You know, when you're a chemist, you can look at the chemical structure of a molecule and you can assess its value and you can determine what's going to happen when it interacts with other molecules. If you can see the chemical structure of a molecule, you don't need a study. Oh, do you have any studies that show that sunscreens are bad for you? No, I just have a skull and crossbones on the sunscreens that I buy when I use them in my pharmacy. Because the chemical structure is such that these molecules are dangerous, especially when it comes to hormones, by the way. Gender benders. All right, got lots to talk about here. 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. John Puttalil will be with us at the bottom of the hour. So I'm at the lymph. Last Sunday we talked about the lymph, and I read an interesting article here about Alzheimer's disease. You know, Alzheimer's disease, Alzheimer's dementia, is a toxicity issue. The toxin in particular that is problematic is called amyloid. It's not really a toxin. The amyloid is more like a repair mechanism, repair fiber. Amyloidosis occurs throughout the body. It doesn't just occur in the brain. And for some reason, I don't know why, nobody's really linked amyloidosis, which is accumulation of amyloid in the body, to dementia, Alzheimer's dementia. But it's the same thing, really. It's the accumulation of amyloid. You say, why is amyloid accumulating? Why is this repair fiber accumulating? Well, probably because there's damage. When repair fibers accumulate, there's probably some damage somewhere. Now, you can have repair fibers being over-secreted, I suppose. But that, I'm suspecting that given our toxic lifestyle, that you're dealing with a repair mechanism. As it turns out, you have a drainage system, a lymphatic system in your brain. Except they don't call it the lymphatic system. They call it the glymphatic system with a G. And using strategies to drain the glymphatic system is a very important way to prevent or reduce the symptoms of dementias, as well as movement disorders. This buildup of amyloid also is improved when you sleep. In fact, that's one of the reasons we sleep. One of the reasons we sleep is to allow greater drainage, greater efficiency of waste removal from the brain via the glia. And that's where we come to this incredible, absolutely incredible supplement, dietary supplement, hormone supplement you get over the counter that is good for so many different things in the body, including as a protection against dementias by supporting glymphatic drainage. Nobody talks about this wonderful, incredible dietary supplement, hormone supplement, that has all kinds of uses from improving, reducing the likelihood of skin cancer, as a skin protectant, as a pigment, depigmentizing agent, as a skin lightener, as an antioxidant, and also for neural issues, and for digestive issues too. nobody talks about it for that because it's got one role that everybody thinks about. It's also incredibly anti-aging. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You are listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Dr. John Puttalil at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll talk to Dr. John Puttalil at the bottom of the hour about healthcare myths. and then we'll get your calls this segment if we have calls. So there's this incredible, incredible dietary supplement. It is a hormone, and we all use it for sleep. Melatonin, of course, I'm talking about. Not we all, but people know about it as a sleep supplement, and indeed, it's a great sleep supplement. You can't take melatonin all the time, though. If you take melatonin every day, it's not going to work as well. I shouldn't say that. If you take melatonin for sleep every day, it's not going to work as well. However, melatonin has got other things that it does. It's a powerful, powerful anti-aging supplement, or hormone, if you will. I don't know if you call it a supplement. It's a powerful anti-aging hormone, one of the most powerful in the body. It balances stress hormone. It's anti-stress. It balances out cortisol. Melatonin may even balance out the untoward effects of the female hormone estrogen. Melatonin can be used to treat gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD. Reading from the British Medical, from BMC Gastroenterology. The potential therapeutic effect of melatonin in gastroesophageal reflux disease, that's also known as GERD. The present study showed that oral melatonin is a promising therapeutic agent for the treatment of GERD. It is an effective line of treatment in, I'm reading this as a quote, it is an effective line of treatment in relieving epigastric pain and heartburn, unquote. But that's not all. Melatonin is incredible. Melatonin is anti-cancer. Melatonin strengthens the immune system. Do you know that when Donald Trump was in the hospital for COVID, that's one of the things they gave him. They gave him melatonin. Melatonin is part of the COVID protocol. Melatonin, quote, this is from the International Journal of Cancer and Clinical Research, quote, melatonin has been shown to play a fundamental role in neuroimmune modulation. Besides regulating the circadian rhythm, that's sleep, it works as a natural antioxidant with immune-stimulating and anti-cancer properties. Melatonin is a regulator of various cells and cytokines, that's inflammatory molecules, of the immune system, unquote. These aren't quack journals either, folks. These are hardcore medical journals. But my favorite way to use melatonin, and I use it all the time, is for the skin. Melatonin is a great skin hormone, and it also works topically. It's an anti-aging skin. Its anti-aging effects can be extended to the skin, and not only for anti-aging. It's also great for treating immune problems of the skin, such as eczema and psoriasis. This is from the Nepal Journal of Dermatology, Venereology, and Leprology. Melatonin may play a role in treating, quote, melatonin may play a role in treating several dermatoses, e.g., for example, atopic eczema, psoriasis, melasma, talk about that here in a second, ulcer healing, and get this, malignant melanoma, unquote. There's a plethora of functional, this is continuing here, quote, there's a plethora of functional melatonin properties which still await to be fully appreciated by dermatologists, unquote. That means they don't even know. It's just based on the structure. See, that's where this whole idea of structure function come in. If you see the structure of something, you can deduce a function. And so we know from the chemical structure, the molecular structure of melatonin, that's going to have wonderful benefits. Personally, I use it when I'm formulating skincare products. Melatonin topically has wonderful anti-aging benefits. In fact, many of the anti-aging benefits that you get when you take melatonin orally are available topically. That's what's cool to me about melatonin, is in skincare. Now, you're going to start to see melatonin skincare products. I've been using melatonin in skincare products for a long time. If you go to truthtreatments.com, you'll find several melatonin-containing products. But more and more, you're going to start seeing it in over-the-counter products because it's an over-the-counter substance, even though it is a hormone. It's one of the few hormones that you can get over-the-counter that has remarkable topical benefits. And here's the kicker. As if that's not all, the benefits aren't enough. Check this out. It's completely non-toxic. In the world of drugs, in the world of active ingredients, even in skincare, we're always looking for things, molecules that have lots of benefit and no toxicity or little toxicity. They can find drugs that shut down symptoms and shut down biochemistry. There's lots of those, but they're always going to cause a toxic reaction. the reason I'm a nutritional pharmacist, why I use nutrients, why other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs, is because nutrients are what drugs dream they could be. Nutrients are perfect medicinal interventions. They have medicinal properties, real therapeutic properties. And not just in hiding symptoms, but in reversing biochemical dysfunction, which oftentimes is the result of deficiencies. So they're the real medicines. Everything else is fake. That's what I'm saying. Nutrients are what drugs dream they could be. Drugs are fake nutrition. They're fake biochemicals. They're evil. They're the liar. They're satanic. Satan means the liar. They're the liar. Drugs are the liar because they go to the cell and they pretend to be the good guys. And then they go into the cell, rip off the mask, and shut down the chemistry. That's why if you ever take Accutane, they tell you not to use vitamin A with Accutane, because if you take Accutane, the way Accutane works is it tricks the cell into thinking it's vitamin A. If you take a vitamin A, your cells aren't going to take the Accutane. That's why they tell you not to use vitamin A with Accutane, and that's how drugs work. So melatonin is one of those, it's not a nutrient, but it's one of those ingredients or molecules that you can put in your body and you can put on your body that will have a wide range of health benefits, everything from fighting cancer to helping with Alzheimer's disease by supporting lymphatic drainage and supporting the immune system, to protecting your skin from the sun, to protecting your skin from hyperpigmentation or melasma, to wound healing. This is from MD Dermatology. Melatonin topically applied and systemically administered was successful as a pressure ulcer treatment. In a study using a chronic wound model in rats with pineolectomy that suppressed basal melatonin, it was found that systemic and topical melatonin treatment were equally effective in imparting wound healing effects. That means you could take melatonin internally, it would help stimulate wound healing, and topically, and it would help accelerate wound healing. When was the last time you heard your doctor tell you to take melatonin for a burn? And as if, oh, that's not enough, melatonin also has topical melatonin, and presumably internal and systemically taken melatonin, also has sun protective benefits. They protect the skin from the sun, and they will help support the sun protection effects of a sunscreen or a sunblock. Taking melatonin internally and taking melatonin topically. And by the way, melatonin comes from serotonin. Serotonin is turned into melatonin. And just like serotonin has a calming effect, melatonin also has a calming effect, a stabilizing effect on the body. All right. That's a lot of benefits for one non-toxic, cheap, easy-to-obtain molecule. All right, Dr. John Puttalil coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about health myths, his book, Your Health is at Risk, How to Navigate Information Chaos to Prevent Lifestyle Diseases. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg wrote a letter to airline carriers on Thursday telling them to improve their service, warning them that new rules may be coming to better empower travelers. According to data from the department, about 24% of domestic flights have been delayed, just more than 3% of them canceled in the first half of this year. Buttigieg added in the letter that his department will have a new website live by Labor Day weekend, clearly displaying each airline's cancellation, delay, and refund policies. The State Department has called on the Kremlin to release imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on the second anniversary of his being poisoned with a nerve agent. The department accused Russian officers of trying to assassinate Navalny, who was arrested after being treated in Germany upon his return to Russia in January 2021. This is USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is being shaken up to be more nimbler to respond to crises like the COVID-19 pandemic.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky admitted the agency made some mistakes when issuing guidance for the COVID-19 pandemic earlier this week. She explains to Fox News some of the lessons she and the agency are learning from to prepare for the next pandemic.
What this pandemic taught us and showed us is that now we need to talk to the American people. We need to say what we know, when we know it, provide timely data, and give people updates along the way. And yes, that also means telling people what we don't know as we're making decisions.
Experts argue the CDC didn't act with urgency on recommending masks and on ramping up testing for new variants, among others. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's will be holding the lettuce at its restaurants in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania after people fell ill from eating them. The CDC is trying to find out whether romaine lettuce is the source of an E. coli outbreak that sickened at least 40 people. The agency is also trying to figure out if that lettuce was also sold to other businesses. The CDC says there is no evidence that romaine lettuce sold in grocery stores is linked to the outbreak. It is not advising people to stop eating at Wendy's, nor are they telling people not to eat romaine lettuce. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And 24/7 on our archive page, brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box with the with all the programs, I guess about 10 or 11 years of programs, that you can review if you miss a program or want to share one with a friend or loved one. Head to brightsideben.com. Of course, we have all the longevity products up at brightsideben.com. And a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start yourself a longevity business. You can also go to pharmacistben.com or criticalhealthnews.com. Longevity products are up on all the sites, and Join the Team links as well. If you want to start a home-based business, now is a great time to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help change the world at the most basic
and fundamental level areas, which is the level of good health and nutrition. You can also get your favorite longevity products at the wholesale price for a one-time fee. You can call 866-735-2470 if you want more information, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at Truth Treatments with an S. TruthTreatments.com. Just got this letter just this morning. Actually, no, this was on Instagram. I can't believe it took me so long to purchase TT's Retinol Gel and Biomimetic Mist. I've been using the retinol 3 times a week in my evening skincare routine. And wow, what a great difference it is making the appearance of my face and neck. Even more, more even skin tone. Wrinkles are becoming less noticeable. And what a natural, healthy glow. That's Carla. That's all. She posted that on Instagram. This happens all the time, folks. True Skin Health products were formulated in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with wounds and burns and post-surgical trauma and acne and eczema. What I found is when you heal the skin, you beautify it. No surprise. Health is beauty. Healing is beauty. When you heal the skin, you beautify it. And Truth Skin Health products are just that. They're health products for the skin. Truth Skin Health products. Check them all out at TruthTreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, surfactants, nothing your, silicone, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. In any of our Truth Skin Health products are all available at TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right. I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Dr. John Puttalil is the author of the book, Your Health is at Risk, How to Navigate Information Chaos to Prevent Lifestyle Diseases. And man, is it an information morass out there. It's an information jungle. And I want to hear what Dr. John has to say about navigating this awful information jungle that we live in. It's an info war out there, as Alex Jones says. Dr. John, what's going on?
Well, Dr. Ben, thank you so much for having me. We talked long time ago. It has been a few months or...
You remember? You remember talking to me?
Of course.
Okay, we had a nice conversation. I appreciate that. And we talk about medical myths all the time, and I feel like medical mythology is part of the reason, maybe most of the reason, why we're so sick in this culture. Because we don't understand how the body works, and the mythologies that are being perpetuated on us come from more from profit reasons than for health reasons. So tell us about your take on this idea of medical myths, and let's talk about your book, Your Health is at Risk.
Well, you have nailed it just right, in the sense that the science is advancing so rapidly, new information coming on, new treatments coming on, new research. However, the basic science knowledge at the high school level has not caught up. So there's a big gap in information. And that is filled by people you just named, in the sense, those who want to make money.
It's so mean-spirited. It's so misanthropic. It's anti-human being. It makes me really angry. So your book, Your Health is at Risk, it's about navigation as much as it's about health, navigating information chaos. So what can people do? How can people get the straight scoop? What do they have to do to figure out what the heck to do, because there's so much conflicting information, misinformation, disinformation? How do you do it?
Well, the first thing is you have to acknowledge that the people who give you information, they are all well-meaning. And so you cannot ignore that. You have to listen and tell them you appreciate what they're telling you. Then you have to look back and say, where did that come from? Who is the author of that information? How credible are they? For example, when you tell them, they know you have credibility. But if their neighbor calls and say, their relatives, their friends, how do they know? They have to look at the source.
How about the news? What do you think about getting your information from the news? Fox News, MSNBC, that kind of thing.
Again, where do they get it from? Are they getting it from reliable sources? For example, if it comes from CDC, NIH,
are they reliable sources, Dr. John?
Well, to the extent...
I'm not so sure.
To the extent that anybody can go to, where else can you go?
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting even they are perfect all the time.
Yeah.
But, where else can you go?
Well, here's what I think, Dr. John. Then you tell me what you think about this. If you understand chemistry, you can understand how molecules interact with the body. And if you understand biology, you can understand how to backtrack your symptoms, how to be forensic with your symptoms and see which system is that, is the cause. What do you think of that? If you understand chemistry and biology.
It is. I agree with you completely, except how many people really understand chemistry and biology.
Yeah. So, but that's the problem, is we don't understand science, so we depend on other people to tell us.
Exactly.
And that's where that's where it becomes tricky, is we're abdicating our own health authority. We say things like, oh, it's too complicated for me, so you help me. And that puts us in a very vulnerable position of the fox guarding the hen house kind of position. You know, you're trusting the people who are selling you the cures to give you the straight scoop, and that's fraught with danger, no?
Exactly. That is what I'm saying. Sometimes, how do you know whether they are motivated by profit, as you mentioned earlier, than helping you? People like you, you have devoted your lifetime to help people because you understand what you are saying. But there are not very many people who are telling those who want to take charge of their own health what exactly or how exactly they can do that.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. Now, one of the things we pharmacists do is we like to simplify things and make them easy to understand. So I simplify health, chronic disease, let's say, into 3 points. And I talk about the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal thyroid system. I noticed, I remember from talking to you before, that you're really big on insulin resistance and diabetes. Talk to us a little bit about, not even just diabetes, but dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar, and insulin resistance, and its impact on health and longevity.
Well, if you look at, there are so many people now diagnosed with pre-diabetes and diabetes.
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing is, they are led to believe if you control blood glucose level, you are controlling your diabetes. You are only controlling the symptom. You are not controlling the disease, because even if you keep A1C below 7 using insulin, you will still have exactly the same complication.
I think you're talking about this thing called insulin resistance, correct?
Yeah.
Is that, you're leading that? Okay, good, because that's a very important subject. And the hormone insulin doesn't get the blame as much as it should, I think, for chronic long-term illnesses. So we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Dr. John Puttalil is with us. His book, Your Health is at Risk. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Dr. John Puttalil, his book, Your Health is at Risk. Dr. John, so people talk about blood sugar a lot, but I don't hear him talking about insulin as much. Tell us a little bit about insulin resistance, what causes it, and what exactly is the problem with insulin as opposed to blood sugar?
Excellent question. So let us start from the beginning. Dr. Elliot Jocelyn of Boston treated more type 1 diabetic children than anybody else. He researched their problem and found that they died before age 10 because without, they could not produce insulin from their pancreas. Without insulin, the cells could not use glucose. So when insulin was discovered exactly 100 years ago in 1921, he was so thrilled with the response. These children lived to normal lifespan and the quality of life improved. So when his own relative, an elderly relative, came with high blood sugar, he injected her with insulin and found that her blood sugar went down, similar to that in type 1 diabetic children. And he thought that this is the same disease starting at an older age. However, what he did not know at that time was, because there was no blood test, that she had enough insulin in her blood, yet her blood sugar was high. That information came about later. When that happened, the endocrinologist had to have an explanation. Around that time, the first report of penicillin-resistant bacteria was published. So a Viennese physician called William Falta hypothesized that perhaps adults with high blood sugar and insulin at the same time in the blood, where their cells were becoming resistant to insulin. Even though he proposed it as only a hypothesis for research, endocrinologists accepted it as a fact. That is what has happened, how the insulin-resistant concept was established.
Well, so what's the deal? What exactly is insulin? What does it do exactly?
When if your front doorbell rings, you know there is somebody outside your house or trying to get in. You have the option of opening the door or not. Every cell in the body can use glucose to produce energy. However, glucose has no way to let the cell know it is outside the cell, just outside the cell wall. The receptor is controlled by or activated by insulin. Without insulin, the cell inside starves when there is plenty of glucose outside. Mm. So insulin is necessary for every cell to know glucose is outside and bring it in for use.
And so over time, if that doesn't happen, the sugar builds up.
Exactly. So in type 1 diabetics, when you give insulin, the blood sugar level goes down according to the usage of the glucose, and the cells live, the child lives longer, everything is fine. In type 2, there's plenty of insulin, so there is no resistance to insulin. That's a made-up story. That is just something that the endocrinologist simply made up.
Well, how fascinating is that? So what exactly is insulin resistance then?
Well, that is the problem. There is no test for it. Have you ever heard of a test to measure the degree of insulin resistance?
No.
Why? Because nobody knows what it is, but everybody accepts it. The problem is they equate the glucose, they use glucose level as a substitute. When you give somebody insulin injection, the blood glucose level goes down. Does that mean his insulin resistance is lower? Without a test, how do we know? Mm. Where does that glucose go? It does not go into the outside the body. It is outside the blood, but it is still in the body, converted into fat. So how is that going to help you?
Interesting. So how about that whole thing about body fat, visceral fat, and insulin? What do you suggest people do about that the visceral fat problem?
Well, the first thing is, just because you accumulate fat, that does not automatically go to insulin resistance unless you show a mechanism. Nobody has identified a mechanism, whether the fat is in the abdomen or outside, causing insulin resistance. That is, again, an explanation to sidestep the actual fact. Show us the mechanism by which fat causes insulin resistance. On the other hand, everybody uses fatty acid to produce energy. Every day we use that. In between meals, most of the energy production in the body comes from fatty acid, not glucose.
Mm. Mm.
So if there is plenty...
Fasting.
Yeah, fasting. So if there is plenty of fatty acid, the cell may not even need glucose to produce energy. So glucose accumulates in the blood. Because the cell is, anybody when they are diagnosed with type 1, type 2 diabetes, they can still run, they can play competitive sports, they can jog long distance without any problem. Where does that energy come from?
Comes from the fat.
Exactly.
What
if
about
using?
Go ahead.
They're
using their fat, is what you're going to say?
Right. If you're using fat, you don't need glucose. It is just like a hybrid engine of a car. If you're using gasoline, you don't need to use electricity and vice versa.
What about cofactors for helping the body burn fat?
Well, when you burn fat, the question is, what is the evidence and how does it... You can use only one thing with fat, that is to produce energy. Is there any evidence that fat that melted away is converted into energy, because there's no outlet for fat from the body?
So you're saying fat does not get converted into energy?
It can be converted into energy, only energy. So if you use a product that is going to reduce your fat level. Are you spending more energy? Uh-huh. Are you creating more energy?
Yeah, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Yeah. Yeah.
Correct.
But what I'm asking you, if you want to burn fat, say, and you fast, and you're burning fat, are there cofactors that will help support that process?
Any time you do exercise, regardless of any factor that you have, because every person can use fatty acid to produce energy. Some people, what is helping the body to use fatty acid for each person, there are different factors, but which are absent or reduced in the body, that is the key. How do you know that? You can supplement all you want.
Mm.
The body will decide what it needs to absorb and use.
All right, so this is on your book, Your Health is at Risk, How to Navigate Information Chaos. Is all this explained?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I'm definitely going to be getting that book. Before we go, we only have about a minute. What do you think about this monkeypox deal?
Well, it is, again, all the smallpox, monkeypox, chickenpox, you need to have close contact with the person who is infected. The virus can be transmitted from skin to skin with close contact. So the question is, how close are you getting to the person who is already infected?
Isn't there respiratory? Doesn't come out in like secretions, respiratory secretions?
As far as I know, it is close contact. So whether it is, I don't know about the respiratory secretion or not. I don't know whether these chickenpox or smallpox ever went in that fashion from one person to another. But skin contact, yes, that is what, or close contact. If you avoid that, I think that's the key here.
Have a vaccination for it.
Well, the vaccination, we need to have the correct vaccine to do that, just like chickenpox.
Smallpox vaccine. Dr. John, we're out of time, but you'll come back on, right?
I will be happy to come back with you, Dr. Brand, anytime.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. John. Dr. John Poutalil, that's Poutalil, actually, has booked your health as a
John on health.com.
Dr. John on health.com. Dr. John on health.com. The book is Your Health is at Risk, How to Navigate Information Chaos to Prevent Lifestyle Diseases. Very interesting takes on insulin and insulin resistance. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and that is it for The Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Mountain. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome Saturday evening. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.